Have you ever thought about an honor like that for yourself?
Not at all. I have work to do this year. I have so many things to improve on personally, but, you know, just a tremendous honor for Andre. Well deserved and long overdue.
Rodney, you mentioned...
Thanks, glasses, dude.
Thanks, man. You mentioned, you know, junior, obviously. You're at a stage in your career. A lot of your peers aren't playing any longer. They're retired. How much longer do you want to do this? I know it's the last year of your deal.
Hey, I'm just going day to day. I'm just happy to be out here today and see what happens tomorrow and move forward. Nothing's promised in the National Football League with injuries and all the sorts of things that can happen. You just try to take it day by day and try to work hard and get better and see how you can help your team. These glasses are for you too, Karen. Even though I just broke them. There you go.
Thanks. Speaking of injuries, obviously you were on the PUP list. Was there something wrong, or was that something geared toward helping you in the long run?
Just working hard to get better. I'm out here. That's the only thing that matters. I'm out here. I'm ready to go. I'm excited, flying around, and ready for the season.
Do you have the same feeling how many years later that you did maybe your first camp?
If I did not, you know what? It's funny you asked that, because probably my workouts have really increased, and the passion is still there. I mean, if it wasn't, I definitely wouldn't be here. I would be at home with my boys and my little daughter, and, you know, not on this practice field. I would never take an opportunity like this and take it for granted. So if I didn't have that same passion, that same fire, desire, I wouldn't be here.
Bradley, how does an athlete take stock of that, though? I mean, how do you decide? How do you kind of – is there a feeling you get, like, maybe when it starts to get close, when it gets to be May or June, you get –
Well, to me, it's all predicated on a couple of things. One is the workouts and the workouts and workout intensity. Do I feel like getting up in the morning, 5:30, working out twice a day, doing all of the little things that it takes in order to keep yourself in great shape? And B, do I want to continue to hit people and fly around and be a part of these meetings? And both answers were yes. And I still have that. I still feel pretty good. I watch myself on tape and still moving halfway decent. So I'm excited. And Bill, you know, he wants me to play here. And my teammates are still supporting me, and I'm excited.
So it boils down to how hard you're pushing yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Excuse me?
It boils down to how hard you're pushing yourself.
Yeah, nowadays, it's all about how you take care of yourself. It's really not about age, because I've seen younger guys that are 27, 28, not taking care of themselves, out partying, and, you know, they're out the league right now. So it's all about production. It's not about age. It's about how you take care of yourself, how you approach the game, your mental aspect of the game, and making plays. And if you can do that, you'll be around. If you can't, you'll be gone.
So you do like getting up at 5:30 and practicing?
No question.
Do you have a sense that Junior still has that fire?
Junior always has the fire, but Junior's probably surfing right now, probably a wave higher than both of us. But we'll see. I don't know. I haven't talked to Junior, and I know that in the summertime, you know, he was surfing, having a good time, spending time with his family, and you have to talk to Bill about that.
Would you like to see him back?
Oh, I would love to see my good buddy around and out here flying around. He looked so good last year and looked like he really enjoyed himself, and I don't know. I would like to see him out here.
How much do you have on your shoulders with the new quarterbacks, a lot of young kids, new faces? How much do you have to help break them in?
Well, I think the break-in process is a slow process. You get out here, you learn, you make mistakes, you watch it on film, you get better, you ask questions, you shut up sometimes and you listen. And, you know, those guys have been doing that. And, I mean, the two young corners that we have up in here, they work extremely hard, very humble young kids, and that's what you can ask for them. Just give their best every time they're on the field and get better each day, and they're doing that.
What's Coach Capers saying to that process?
Oh, man, I like him. He's so easygoing, laid back. You know, the first image of him, you know, as a head coach, you would think that he was this, you know, very stern and strict guy, but, I mean, he's probably one of the most easygoing coaches that I've ever encountered. Just a great spirit, always the same way each and every day, works hard, loves coming into meetings, loves keeping us in meetings later than what we're supposed to be in the meetings. But I like the guy and have a lot of respect for him.
In his own way, he demands a lot of
guys. Yeah, and you know, he'll coach you, and he'll make sure that, you know, technique-wise, you're doing the right thing, and that you're consistent, and that's what he's going to preach. It doesn't matter if you're a 15-year veteran or if you're a rookie.
What's your outlook for this team this year?
Take tomorrow and get better, watch film tonight and get better for tomorrow. I mean, I don't know. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? Just control what you can control.
Rodney, a lot of guys have mentioned, James mentioned it, Teddy mentioned it, that Brandon's a lot more vocal this year. And Bill had said he seems more confident, so he's playing faster. Have you noticed that in what you've seen from him this far?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I even had to tell him to shut up because he was trying to tell me how to do my job. So, you know, it's nice to see Brandon. Obviously, he's a very talented young man. He's worked extremely hard, helped us last year. And as he gets older and, you know, and his role increases. I mean, he's going to play more, and he's becoming more vocal, and he's definitely becoming a leader out there.
Is that similar to the process you saw with James? You know, we've seen James kind of take those steps.
No question. First, you see guys come in young, kind of immature, and really, you know, they can play, but they're just kind of shy. But Brandon, he's stepped in there, and he's doing a good job. So, I mean, I'm not the talent evaluator, but I just know how hard the guy's been working.
Rodney, at this point in your career, when you have to miss a couple of days early in camp, is that you get anxious and antsy to be back out there, or do you kind of enjoy maybe a little bit of a few days?
I always like to practice. I mean, practice has never really bothered me. Last year, I practiced pretty much every day, twice a day, when we had two days. It really doesn't matter. It's just a matter of, you know, just getting out here, you know, staying in tune with all the calls and being out here with your teammates. It's training camp. You're going to be sore. You're going to be tired. But that's part of the deal. That's part of the deal that you're going to miss when you're not playing. So enjoy it now. Thank you, guys. I got to go.